Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning. We approach the end of May, a weekend that we saw a excellent doubleheader for the Kansas City Royals. We saw some great endings to an NBA game, and we saw absolute domination in the NHL. All of that coming up on today's show. We will start with that doubleheader. A couple of games, of course. The game rained out on Saturday for the Kansas City Royals. So a double dip going on yesterday for the Boys in Blue as they tried to take the series from Minnesota after falling in game one in a very close. And if you went to bed Friday night a little bit early, man, you missed out. A very nice inning. The Royals end up on the bad end of that. But as I said, Saturday rained out, so a doubleheader coming up on Sunday. The Kansas City Royals get the best of game one. Salvador Perez goes deep again twice in this game. Twice he goes deep. Twice in the second game he goes deep. Four home runs overall in this game. Kansas City got out to a 5-0 lead after a Brandon Moss home run in the fifth inning. The Twins would come rallying back and make it as close as a 5-4 game in the seventh, but Brandon Moss would add another home run. And anyone saying, and myself included, I will put myself in this thing. I will gladly put myself in this thing. Anyone saying that Brandon Moss was a terrible pickup, I still think Brandon Moss was not a good pickup. I still think They weren't trying to find a player. They were trying to replace a player. And I don't think they got it done, but he really came up big in this game. Gets two home runs, including the game winner, essentially. And the Royals get the 6-4 win in game one. Mike Minor with the win in that contest after rookie Jake Junis gets blown up in his 4 2/3 inning. He allows five hits and a couple of runs, but his pitch count got way too high for a team that they knew was going to play two games yesterday. And if they needed some sort of help, they weren't going to get it out of Junis. Overall, five guys used in that first game did not bode well for the Royals. Just a lot of arms to use in game one of a doubleheader, but they do get the 6-4 victory in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday over the Twins. They would come back after a – and I didn't realize that the – turnaround for a doubleheader, and you know, it's not something you see all the time. I didn't realize there was a 30-minute turnaround, but 30 minutes later they would come out, and that one game winning streak that the Royals would be on would be over. They take it on the chin in the second game. They get two runs in the first inning. Salvador Perez goes deep again. And you thought, okay, maybe the Royals take two of these games. Maybe they get the sweep. They get a nice start, and then it happened. Offense coming from this Minnesota Twins team. They get four in the top of the first, or excuse me, in the bottom of the first, a Kepler home run coupled with a Grossman home run, back-to-back jacks in the inning for the Minnesota Twins, and this thing was out of reach early on for Kansas City. They try to rally back, but just face too much of a deficit early on in this game. Minnesota scoring 7 of their 8 runs in the first 4 innings. This thing was over quickly. Ian Kennedy making his first start since coming off of the DL, just didn't have in this game. Only 2 innings, 3 hits, 5 earned runs, including those 2 bombs, and just did not have what they needed in this ballgame. And then Chris Young came in and was Chris Young. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs. Did have 4 strikeouts in this game. That was the bright spot for Chris Young. His ERA now 6.85. Travis Wood comes in that last inning and cannot shut them down either. And the Twins would roll to the 8-4 victory and get the split for the series, for the day, and take the series 2-1. Just not enough offense for Kansas City in the 2 games. And I shouldn't say that. I'm going to completely amend that. Plenty of offense for the Kansas City Royals in these 2 games, but your starter just was not good enough in either of these games. 4 innings for Jake Junis and 2 for Ian Kennedy. That's not going to get it done in a doubleheader. You can't let your bullpen work that hard. Good news tonight, however, the Royals have a starter going to the mound that is going to be the guy that you need on the mound to get out of this funk that they are in. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, a pitching matchup that I cannot wait to see tonight. You know how much I love great pitching, and tonight we are going to see that as the Yankees, as the Royals roll into Gotham to take on the Yankees. All right, a couple of playoff games going on over the weekend and going on yesterday, and both were very, very notable. Of course, we have to start in the NBA. We just have to start with a fantastic end to yesterday's game between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. It looked like Cleveland was going to run away with this one. It looked like they had a very nice opportunity to get game three of this series, leading after the first half, leading by 21. Looked like they were going to be able to get this thing pretty easily, but Boston rallies back and they knock down the game-winning jumper. Avery Bradley in this game. I almost said Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson did not knock down a shot in this game. That took me back to early 90s. Avery Bradley with the game winner in the final seconds of this game, and Boston gets the surprise 111-108 win. They rally back 32 points in the third quarter for Boston, and that was what the doctor ordered after really struggling in the first half. They outscore the opponent in the second half by 19 and get the victory, a very much needed victory. If Cleveland took this game and took the series 3-0, it was over. It was absolutely over. And as good as the Boston Celtics were, and you know where I stand. You folks know where I stand on the MJ versus LeBron thing. I'm tired of hearing about it. And here's why I'm tired of hearing about it. Game 3, Eastern Conference Finals, game on the line. Series, for all intents and purposes, series on the line. Let me read a stat line to you. 4 of 13. Nothing from three-point range. 3 points from the free throw line. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 11 points. That was your supposed heir apparent to Michael Jordan. That was your supposed, maybe I'm better than Michael Jordan. Michael came up clutch in every game. Michael came up clutch when his team needed it. 11 points for LeBron, not going to get it done. Can we put to rest this LeBron is better than Michael thing? Can we just put it to rest? They fall yesterday, 111-108. LeBron does not show up. That's all there was. That's all there is to it. LeBron did not show up for this game, and his team was hurt because of it. And you can give me all the excuses you want. Well, he was trying to get his other teammates in the game. Kyrie and K-Love both get upper 20s, 29 for Kyrie, 28 for Kevin Love in the absence. Love actually gets the double-double in this game, 28 points and 10 rebounds. Tristan Thompson also with a double-double. So everyone but LeBron succeeding in this game. And again, the Celtics get the much-needed victory. They now make this series 2-1 over the – or excuse me, they trail 2-1, Cleveland. I think they need to get game 4 as well, tie this thing up and make it a best of 3. And Boston may be in good shape to get the stronghold on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tonight in the NBA, speaking of teams with a stronghold, Golden State, after a victory on Saturday, they now have the 3-0 series lead. They try to take game 4 tonight. ESPN 8 o'clock is where you can find Warriors and Spurs. San Antonio backs against the wall. They need to get the victory tonight, or it is over for Pop's crew if they can't get anything done against this Warriors team. And I just don't see it happening, quite frankly. This Golden State team is very, very good right now, and they seem to be hitting their stride. If a team that won 67 games doesn't hit their stride until now, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. And I think the Golden State Warriors right now are better than they have been all season long. Big time offense coming in the last couple of games. Just haven't been able to let up in the last few games. They do go on the road tonight, but I don't know that that's enough for the San Antonio Spurs. It looks like Golden State is going to. I may give them tonight's game. San Antonio just for story's sake, but I think Golden State has it in them to sweep this series and move on to the NBA Finals. I just think this Golden State team is way too good and are right now on a collision course. And we saw it at the beginning of the playoffs. Why play the playoffs? It's going to be Cavs, Warriors. It's going to be, LeBron versus Steph Curry. It's going to be over. Well, I think there's a couple of teams that have a lot to say about that. I don't think either of these conference championships are over by any means. I think Boston at least gets one more, if not two. If the ECF does not go to 7 games, I would be shocked. The Western Conference Finals, you're looking at 5. I'm sorry, San Antonio just doesn't have it in them this year. There's just something not there, and I think a lot of it has to do with injury. But right now, Golden State in a prime opportunity to get done tonight. Again, 8 o'clock on ESPN is where you can find Warriors and Spurs Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. One team that did not have a game in doubt yesterday was the Pittsburgh Penguins. They rout the Senators yesterday, 7-0. They take game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They are dominating right now. Just look so good, so offensive in this game. And the goaltending for Ottawa was non-existent. 4 goals in the first period for the Penguins in this game. And they take an easy, easy victory, 7-0 over the Ottawa Senators, and now have a 3-2 advantage. They look to finish this one out coming up on Tuesday night. We'll talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's show. Game tonight in the NHL. It is the Anaheim Ducks taking on Nashville. That is game six of this series in the Eastern Conference, excuse me, in the Western Conference. Nashville right now with the 3-2 series advantage. So the Predators trying to close this thing out tonight with a win over Anaheim. That also a 7 o'clock puck drop on NBC Sports Network. All right, a couple of weeks ago, actually it's been a couple of months now, 610 Sports Radio's Josh Vernier had this to say about, we were actually talking about a little sensitive topic. We were talking about Yordano Ventura, but we were talking about the mindset that Yordano Ventura had and how it leads into tonight's game tells you a lot. Just listen to this from Josh Vernier of 610 Sports Radio talking about Yordano Ventura.
I don't care who you are, Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout. I don't care what you've done. I'm going to shove this baseball up your ass, and you're going to go back to the dugout.
Now, that was Vern on Yordano Ventura. I think that has a lot to do with the pitching matchup we are going to see tonight, however, between the Yankees and the Royals. Jason Vargas, the league-leading 2.03 ERA, Vargy has dominated hitters 5-2, still has yet to get a victory against the New York Yankees. However, had a rough outing in last week's game against the Yankees, came into that game with an ERA just over 1. However, after that game, boosted up to 2.03 as, you know, wow, a boost up to 2. That's just terrible. Blah, 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 blah. Jason Vargas, 5-2, 2.03 ERA, 43 strikeouts on the year. He matches up against Michael Pineda, the ace for the New York Yankees tonight. Don't look for this game to be high scoring. Do not look for this thing to be more than a 3-2 game. Don't look for this thing to hit 7-8 like the Royals have the last couple of games. If they do, if the Royals put up 7 runs in this game, it's over. If the Royals put up 4 runs in this game, I think it's over. I think Jason Vargas has what it takes, but against Michael Pineda, it's going to be tough to put up runs. You know how much I love pitching matchups, and tonight we are going to see a pitching matchup for the ages. Vargas against Pineda tonight. A 6 o'clock start for this game, 6:05 to be exact, for the Royals. They tried to get away from that loss, the quickest turnaround break of a winning streak ever in MLB history. That one popped out yesterday on Twitter, the quickest turnaround to a win. It was a short game yesterday in game two is what they're trying to say. The Royals tried to get off of the schneid a little bit, although I don't know you can call one game a schneid, but they tried to turn that around tonight against the Yankees. Again, 6 o'clock from the Bronx, Royals and Yankees, Vargas against Pineda. That is all I have for you today. Have a great Monday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Talk a little bit about hopefully a great pitching matchup tonight and a couple of maybe even playoff closures tonight in the NBA and NHL. All right, that's all I have for you. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.